Unit 12. Listening. Part 1. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear part of a radio discussion about monarch butterflies. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, monarch butterflies live in the Rocky Mountains of North America, don't they?
That's right. But unlike other insects in temperate climates, they can't survive a long cold winter. So they overwinter either along the Californian coast or high in the mountains of Mexico.
Is there a consistent pattern to their behaviour?
Well, the migration is driven by seasonal changes. Both daylight and temperature influence the movement of the monarch.
And is this migration unusual?
Well, in fact, no other butterflies migrate quite like these do. They travel much further than any other species.
Oh? And where do they settle?
Well, they fly in masses to the same winter roosts, often the same tree. Unbelievable, I think, really. It's an amazing sight.
That's more the type of migration you expect from birds and whales, surely.
Except that unlike birds and whales, these butterflies have a very short lifespan, so only a small proportion make the migration trip.
They only do it once, then?
To explain it in human terms, it's actually their children's grandchildren that return south the following fall.
Oh, I see. So, monarch butterflies live in the Rocky Mountains of North America, don't they?
That's right. But unlike other insects in temperate climates, they can't survive a long cold winter. So they overwinter either along the Californian coast or high in the mountains of Mexico.
Is there a consistent pattern to their behaviour?
Well, the migration is driven by seasonal changes. Both daylight and temperature influence the movement of the monarch.
And is this migration unusual?
Well, in fact, no other butterflies migrate quite like these do. They travel much further than any other species.
Oh? And where do they settle?
Well, they fly in masses to the same winter roosts, often the same tree. Unbelievable, I think, really. It's an amazing sight.
That's more the type of migration you expect from birds and whales, surely.
Except that unlike birds and whales, these butterflies have a very short lifespan, so only a small proportion make the migration trip.
They only do it once, then?
To explain it in human terms, it's actually their children's grandchildren that return south the following fall.
Oh, I see.
Extract 2. You hear two friends talking about the final of a cookery competition they saw on television. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Did you watch the Cook of the Year final?
You bet. The winning dish Salima cooked yesterday was really unusual. The colours were fantastic.
Yeah, I felt she pulled out all the stops just when it mattered. She hasn't performed consistently throughout the competition, though. She's had real ups and downs. I thought Ali should have got the prize. He performed so steadily in all the other rounds.
Well, at the key moment, Salima shone and he let himself down.
I wonder if the next series will be the same. I enjoy watching it, but it is getting a bit repetitive.
Oh, I like that. It's reassuring. Although it would be good to have someone new on the expert chef panel to make their decisions.
Well, I think they need a few innovative features each week.
What, like something about the countries the recipes come from?
Exactly.
Maybe they should try a programme where people can only cook in one particular style. You know, Italian, Thai, whatever.
Sounds good in theory, but would it be rather limiting?
Well, I suppose it might be.
Did you watch the Cook of the Year final?
You bet. The winning dish Salima cooked yesterday was really unusual. The colours were fantastic.
Yeah, I felt she pulled out all the stops just when it mattered. She hasn't performed consistently throughout the competition, though. She's had real ups and downs. I thought Ali should have got the prize. He performed so steadily in all the other rounds.
Well, at the key moment, Salima shone and he let himself down.
I wonder if the next series will be the same. I enjoy watching it, but it is getting a bit repetitive.
Oh, I like that. It's reassuring. Although it would be good to have someone new on the expert chef panel to make their decisions.
Well, I think they need a few innovative features each week.
What, like something about the countries the recipes come from?
Exactly.
Maybe they should try a programme where people can only cook in one particular style. You know, Italian, Thai, whatever.
Sounds good in theory, but would it be rather limiting?
Well, I suppose it might be.
Extract 3. You hear two friends discussing a trip to a game park in South Africa. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Hi, Claire. How was the South African trip then?
Oh, it was fantastic, Peter. And the best part was the game park, just like you'd led me to expect.
Well, we went 2 years ago and I've never forgotten seeing all those animals for real. Elephants, lions, giraffe. It's so much better than seeing them on screen. Huge animals suddenly emerging from the trees. Oh, and the landscape. Wide horizons in every direction.
Yeah, and what about those sunsets? They were just out of this world, weren't they? But we did have one rather unnerving encounter.
Oh?
Yeah, with an elephant. It started poking at the windows of our Jeep with its trunk. Then it sort of wrapped itself around the vehicle and started wiggling it.
That must have been scary.
Well, not really.
Well, elephants can be aggressive.
Not this one. It jostled the Jeep with its tusks and then just turned and walked away.
Was it after the provisions you had on board?
I think it was probably just wondering what we were. And having checked us out, it left us alone.
You won't forget that.
Certainly won't.
Hi, Claire. How was the South African trip then?
Oh, it was fantastic, Peter. And the best part was the game park, just like you'd led me to expect.
Well, we went 2 years ago and I've never forgotten seeing all those animals for real. Elephants, lions, giraffe. It's so much better than seeing them on screen. Huge animals suddenly emerging from the trees. Oh, and the landscape. Wide horizons in every direction.
Yeah, and what about those sunsets? They were just out of this world, weren't they? But we did have one rather unnerving encounter.
Oh?
Yeah, with an elephant. It started poking at the windows of our Jeep with its trunk. Then it sort of wrapped itself around the vehicle and started wiggling it.
That must have been scary.
Well, not really.
Well, elephants can be aggressive.
Not this one. It jostled the Jeep with its tusks and then just turned and walked away.
Was it after the provisions you had on board?
I think it was probably just wondering what we were. And having checked us out, it left us alone.
You won't forget that.
Certainly won't.